Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today, we're talking about your leadership theme and why that's important. Are you ready? Let's get started. I was doing a workshop in December, and I asked everyone to put on index cards what their expectations or hopes were for the session. And one of the person wrote this card, and on his card he wrote, I want to have a verb that I can use as my personal focus for 2016 as a leader. And I thought that was a great idea for a variety of reasons, but I didn't give him a verb. I didn't give the group a verb. I'm not going to give you a verb. I'm not going to give you a theme, but I'm going to strongly encourage you to select one. I'm going to tell you how to do that. But first, a couple things about why I think that expectation was so wise. First, he said, I'm going to pick a verb, which is something that I can do. It's an action, and that's what leadership is an action. So to say, what's one thing that I can do is a great way to start. And the second thing is, it's one thing. Like, it's a way to focus and get clarity. Now, this exercise of a focus word is something that we've done in my organization for several years. And while it's not always been done around leadership specifically, I have a process to use that I would encourage you to use. So let me talk about how to do this now. Okay, so the first thing you want to do is think about the coming year. Now, I'm going to use the idea of a year. You could do it for a shorter time period, but I'm recording this for you to see at the beginning of the year. You may be looking at it at any time, but think about your coming year or your coming time period. What are the challenges that you're facing? What are the issues that you see? What are the things that you know that you're struggling with or you really want to work on? Just sort of think about that. Let that sort of soak in a bit, and then grab your journal. Grab your tablet or whatever, I suppose, but I love paper and pen, and start brainstorming words. Brainstorming some verbs that might relate to that challenge or that objective or that direction that you're heading. Just brainstorm some words out. Then give it some time. Take that list and set it aside. Just let it sort of mull over in your subconscious. Spend a little time, set it aside for a day, for at least a few hours, but for a day or two, then bring the list back out and pick a word. So I want you to look at that list, and when you look back at the list again, you might decide to add some words, which is great. But at the end, I want you to sort of go through that list and say, there's a word. And like, that's the one. Then I want you to live with that word for a day or two. Just sort of put that word down, write it down, put it around where you can look at it, and live with it for a while to decide if it's really the one. Because you're really gonna hold on to this word for some period of time. So after a couple days, is this really the one? If there's a question in your mind, go back to your list or think about it some more. What I've found is if you're living with the word and you're finding that it's not the word, the chances are you will find the word. So then I want you to finalize it. So this is the word. Maybe the first one, maybe something you thought of way back at the beginning. But I want you to give this 2 or 3 days overall. Listen, this is something you're going to make your theme for a while, so it's important to finalize it. And the last thing I want you to do is to share it. I want to share, especially if you're doing this from a perspective of leadership, I want you to share that word with your team. Why? They're the ones that will be the recipient of this verb. They're the ones that should be the beneficiaries of the verb, and they're in the best place to give you feedback on how well you're doing it. It also shows your intentionality to them. So in that spirit, I'm going to share with you my word for 2016. My word for 2016 is prioritize. I'm going to use prioritize in my personal life. I'm going to use it in our business life. I'm also going to use it as a leader to prioritize the most important things. I actually asked my team to tell me, what are the things where I add most value to you? And that's part of my prioritization process. So my word, my verb is prioritize. And I hope that you'll come up with one as well. So let's close, as always, with today's tweet. Picking a verb to be the focus of your efforts as a leader can be a powerful way to grow and improve. So having a theme, whether it's a word or a series of words or whatever, having a theme is a way to be intentional. All of what I've just shared with you is about being intentional. And when we are more intentional, we are more successful. That's one of the many critical ideas that we talk about in our workshop, the Remarkable Leadership Workshop. It's a workshop that I created, that I continue to revise and enhance to make it most valuable for people just like you. So when we do that workshop, we bring people together. We come together as a cohort of leaders to work on being more effective. We talk about a variety of principles to help you do exactly that. You will leave with the skills to do those things and the confidence to actually go do them. It's a workshop that is encouraging and informative and inspirational, but it's also practical and fun. It's a learning experience that you will get much from, and I hope that you'll choose to join us. You can get all the information here on this page. And before you go, as always, I hope that you'll share your insights and ideas. If you loved what I had to share, or if you've got questions about what I did and how to do it, you can share them on this page. Or if you've got ideas for future episodes, share those on this page as well. Because I'm going to keep doing this as long as you're watching. Thanks for watching Remarkable TV.